Radio Prague News.
The Czech Prime Minister has met with the leader of Saxony and are in agreement on the approach to the migrant crisis. A Polish driver has been sentenced to 8.5 years in prison for his role in a fatal train crash. Amnesty International has highlighted the poor treatment of refugees in the Czech Republic in an annual report. Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka and the Minister President of Saxony Stanislav Tillich agreed in talks on Wednesday in Prague on the need for the EU to lower and regulate the continuing wave of migrants and to quickly adopt measures bolstering Schengen area borders. In the case steps lowering the number of migrants flowing from Turkey to Greece proved ineffective, the leaders also discussed a backup plan which would seal the Balkan migration route and reinforce security on the Greek, Macedonian and Greek-Bulgarian borders. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has so far been opposed to such a plan B. Both Mr. Sobotka and Mr. Tillich agreed that the EU needed to cooperate as a whole in tackling the migration crisis. The Czech Republic is to create a 300 or so member strong police unit to be used specifically on international missions. Interior Minister Milan Chovanec confirmed on Wednesday. The unit, whose officers could serve in countries such as Macedonia in response to the ongoing migration crisis, was initiated by the Prime Minister and the police president, Mr. Chovanec said. Members of the team will be officers with international experience and knowledge of several languages. Czech police have already been helping in Hungary and Slovenia. Further security is expected to be needed along the border between Macedonia and Greece. The human rights organization Amnesty International has highlighted the poor treatment of refugees in the Czech Republic and the high number of Romani children in so-called practical schools in its annual report on the state of human rights around the world. The document refers to anti-migration rallies held in the country last year and the Czech Republic's rejection of compulsory quotas of refugees imposed by the European Union. On the positive side, the report praised legal changes aimed at the integration of Romani children into mainstream schools and a court decision to recognize adoption by a male couple. In other news, President Miller Zeman on Wednesday weighed in on the upcoming British referendum, calling the potential result to leave the European Union highly unlikely. At the same time, the president made clear he regarded the British Prime Minister's reform demands as justified. The president suggested that citizens would not risk the breakup of Great Britain by voting to leave, as Scotland, in his view, would opt for independence to remain within the Union. The referendum called by British Prime Minister David Cameron is to be held on June the 23rd. Also on Wednesday, Liberec's regional governor Martin Puta presented President Zeman with a gift of a deactivated World War II-era Soviet-made submachine gun, the head of state's spokesman revealed on the social networks. The spokesman, Jiří Ovčáček, called the gift an original idea. The present is an apparent reference to a recent controversial joke by Mr. Zeman when he suggested the Kalashnikov as a non-democratic means of removing politicians from their post. The spokeswoman for the region of Liberec stressed that the item was a personal gift from the governor, not from the region itself. The regional court in Nowy Jyczyn on Wednesday sentenced Polish driver Sławomir Sondaj to 8.5 years in prison, this for his role in a fatal train crash in the Moravian town of Studenka last year. He also received a 10-year driving ban. In the accident, three people died in the high-speed collision and dozens were injured. The train had smashed into the trailer of the driver's lorry after the driver ignored warning lights and drove onto the crossing. I'm Jan Wellinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.